Sejam bem-vindos ao Rocket School, a melhor escola de inglês no seu bolso. Meu nome é Kilton Fernandes e esse é o Daily Rundown, sua aula diária com as notícias mais interessantes para terminar o seu dia. Lembrando que você pode encontrar todo o nosso conteúdo no bit.ly/rocketschool ou em qualquer rede social como @rocketschoolpodcast. E sem mais delongas, vamos para as notícias mais interessantes para terminar o seu dia. E o primeiro passo para a aula de hoje é ouvir as notícias mais interessantes do dia de hoje. E para isso, siga as instruções. Primeiro, se possível, tenha um bloco de anotações em mãos. Segundo, ouça o resumo das notícias com atenção. Terceiro, anote todas as informações que você compreender. Quarto, anote suas dúvidas. Quinto, repita a atividade o quanto for necessário até você se sentir confortável com as informações reportadas. Jeff Bezos has accused the National Enquirer and parent company AMI of extortion and blackmail. The Enquirer published an expose on the relationship between the Amazon CEO and his girlfriend Lauren Sanchez, prompting Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post, to hire private investigators to look at whether it was politically motivated. Bezos claims in a Medium post that the Enquirer threatened to publish his nude photos. He in turn published emails that appear to show the publisher attempting to extort him into backing off an investigation into how it obtained his texts. That's big, huh? That's big. Virginia scandal. In scandals again, a fourth official in Virginia Republican state Senate majority leader Tommy Norman has come under fire after it was revealed that he was the editor of a yearbook that contained the image of people in blackface and racist language. This revelation follows admissions by the state governors and attorney general of to wearing blackface and follows a sex assault accusation against the state lieutenant governor. Green New Deal. House Democrats formally unveiled a Green New Deal proposal that would seek to make the U.S. carbon neutral by 2030 and create millions of new jobs in a universal healthcare system. The measure was drafted in part by Republican Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has made climate change policy a rally cry for progressives. Lion of the House, John Dingell, the longest-serving member of Congress in history, has died at 92. The Michigan Democrat, who retired in 2015, was known for fighting against corruption and for consumer regulations. And he had been called the most powerful man in Washington who never became president. Grad school decline. For the second year in a row, fewer international students are choosing to pursue their graduate degrees in the U.S. The Council of Graduate Schools says there is no single reason why applications are down 4%, but the political climate is concerned for students from certain countries. Sears saved. Sears has been saved from liquidation after a federal judge approved a last-minute deal to sell the company's major remaining asset to its chairman. NBA trades. The NBA trade deadline has passed with a flurry of last-minute deals. Among the blockbuster trades, the Clippers traded Tobias Harris to the 76ers, and the Knicks dealt their star, Kristaps Porzingis, to the Mavericks. Anthony Davis was not traded from the Pelicans as he requested, but it's likely he will be over this summer. Meet the Beavers. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin open up about their passionate, not always easy, but absolutely all-in marriage for a Vogue cover story. The first time the couple has spoken at length since they got hitched in the Manhattan courtroom last fall. Bieber admitted to having struggled with his early fame, including problems with drugs, sex, and depression. The pop star said he was celibate for a year until marrying Baldwin. Agora chegou a hora da nossa atividade de vocabulário. Eu vou fazer 10 perguntas com palavras que estavam no texto das notícias de hoje. Todas as perguntas são de múltipla escolha e ao fim de cada pergunta você vai encontrar as respostas dessa atividade. Siga as instruções. Primeiro, se possível, tenha um bloco de anotações em mãos. Segundo, responda às perguntas em voz alta, se possível. Terceiro, anote todas as informações que você compreender. Quarto, anote suas dúvidas. E quinto, repita a atividade o quanto for necessário para você responder todas as perguntas. blackmail means. Number one, kidnapping. Number two, extortion. Number three, offering. Number four, appreciation. Number one, kidnapping. Number two, extortion. Number three, offering. Number four, appreciation. Number two, extortion. To blackmail someone is to use secret information to get something from them, usually money. Blackmailing is a crime. Blackmail is a type of threat. Blackmail is a type of threat. For example, if a politician's assistant knew the politician was having an affair, the assistant could blackmail the politician by threatening to tell the press. Blackmailers usually want money in return for keeping something a secret. But employee with dirt on a boss could blackmail the boss to get a promotion. Anyone making threats and demands in return for keeping a secret is engaged in blackmail. Celibate means, number one, an unmarried person who has taken a vow of chastity, one having charge of building grounds or animals. Number three, a writer who argues in opposition to others. Number four, a person who speaks more than one language. Number one, an unmarried person who has taken a vow of chastity. A person who refrains from being sexually active is celibate. They dated for 3 years in high school but committed to staying celibate until marriage, something they were grateful for after breaking up and marrying others when they got older. While celibate comes from a 17th century Latin term for unmarried, today it's used for all people who don't engage in sexual activity. Priests and nuns vow to remain celibate as part of their religious commitments, and many youth groups and religious organizations promote staying celibate until marriage. As a nun, a celibate refers to one who practices celibacy, like the priests and nuns we mentioned. And racist means, number one, deserving or of esteem and respect. Number two, based on intolerance of a group of people. Number three, involving or having the nature of an illegal act. Number four, appropriate for a condition or purpose or occasion. Number two, based on intolerance of a group of people. A person who believes one race is better than another is racist. Racists discriminate against other races. If someone believes one race is inherently superior, that person is racist. Individuals can be racist, but so can businesses, laws, and governments. A racist person can do some damage, but a racist government can do far worse, as in the case of slavery in America or apartheid in Africa. Scam means to, number one, borrow temporarily from school offices, etc. Number two, accept people into an exclusive society or group. Number three, deprive her by deceit. Number four, gain favor with somebody by deliberate efforts. Number three, deprive of by deceit. A scam is a sneaky or dishonest plan that's meant to con someone. A diet scam, for example, falsely claims that people will lose weight if they buy special pills or drinks. A scam is basically a hoax dressed up to look like a real business plan, worthwhile invention or investment idea. Scams are almost always designed to make money for their creators. You can also use the word as a verb. His evil plan was to scam people into buying fake tickets to the baseball game. Word experts and experts know that scam came from US carnival slang, but beyond that, its origin are a mystery. E ficamos por aqui com o nosso programa de hoje. Lembrando que você pode encontrar todo o nosso conteúdo no bit.ly/rocketschool ou em qualquer rede social como @rocketschoolpodcast. E para receber todas as nossas atualizações no seu celular, é só assinar o nosso programa no seu agregador predileto de podcast ou no Spotify, simplesmente buscando por Rocket School. E se você estiver usando um iPhone, um iPod ou um iPad, por favor, deixe uma recomendação para o nosso podcast no seu Apple Podcast. E ainda, você pode recomendar esse episódio para um colega que também quer aprimorar o inglês. Tudo isso vai nos ajudar a alcançar mais e mais ouvintes e aumentar nossa comunidade. Rocket School, a melhor escola de inglês, no seu bolso!